Solomon Islands Prime Minister Manase Sogavare has comfortably survived a vote of confidence in the wake of anti-government riots that seen dozens of buildings burned down, three deaths and shops looted in Honiara. Security remains tight in the capital. Defence Force and police personnel from New Zealand, along with Australia, Fiji and Papua New Guinea, are helping keep the fragile peace. Our correspondent Elizabeth Osofelo is with us now from Honiara. Thank you for talking to us this morning. Kia ora. Tell us firstly about this vote. Why did the Prime Minister manage to survive it?
Yes, good morning. The motion of no confidence in the Prime Minister was moved by the Leader of Opposition yesterday. This is following from the past week, all the riots and the looting and all that has been happening in Honiara. The Leader of Opposition says that the people do not have confidence in the leadership of the Prime Minister, Manase Sogavare. So that happened yesterday. And it was all day, that happened all day, the debate in Parliament. And then the motion was defeated in Parliament with 32 votes, not going through with the motion of no confidence to remove the Prime Minister, while only 15 members voted for the motion, and then two members abstained from voting.
And the reaction to the outcome of that vote, has there been any further violence or unrest?
The outcomes from yesterday's vote, there was calm all throughout the day, and then after that, there was no commotion. The reactions probably happened in Malaita. Probably didn't go the way the people expected, who were protesting and wanted a change in the prime ministership. But in Honiara, it was all calm and, nothing really much happened, no commotion or nothing happened here. So all went well.
And the reason that this vote was brought in the first place, what was being said about the government and about why this vote was needed?
This motion of no confidence that was moved against the Prime Minister yesterday, it was a lot to do with they wanted a change in leadership, as there's a lot of contributing factors, people not having the confidence in the Prime Minister. A lot of his decisions haven't been consistent. A lot of promises that he has made, which he has not delivered upon. Those are some of the things that was raised in Parliament yesterday. And also, sort of in Malaita province, they are saying that he has turned a blind eye on some of the issues that the Malaita province wanted to be addressed on the national level. So there was a whole lot of issues that was put up in the debate and discussions yesterday. That's why they do not have the confidence. And because of his decisions, it all escalated to what happened and what we have gone through last week.
Thank you very much for joining us, Elizabeth Osofelo there from Honiara with that update.